ज्ञानवीर्याय माययेदं उपेयुषे गृहीतगुणभेदाय नमस्ते अव्यक्तयोनये। प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन। ओ ओरिजिनल सोर्स ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ एंड साइंटिफिक नॉलेज, ऑल ओबेसेंसेस अनटू यू। यू हैव एक्सेप्टेड द डिफरेंशिएटेड मोड ऑफ अ पैशन फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ अ गॉडहेड। विद द हेल्प ऑफ एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी यू आर बॉर्न ऑफ द अनमैनिफेस्टेड सोर्स। All obeisances unto you. Purport. The Vedas are original scientific knowledge for all departments of understanding. And this knowledge of the Vedas was first impregnated into the heart of Brahma by the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Therefore, Brahma is the original source of all scientific knowledge. He is born directly from the transcendental body of a Garbhodakshahi Vishnu, who is never seen by any creature of this material universe and therefore always remains unmanifested. Brahma is stated here to be unborn of the unmanifested. He is the incarnation of the mood of passion in the material nature, which is the separated external energy of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Om Ajnana Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Bhirna Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishram Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadaktikam Deham Shri Guruha Shri Yudhapadakamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Varijana Sayutam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हेमांग दिव्या छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय श्री चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो विज्ञान वीर्याय माययेदम् उपयेषु गृहीता गुणभेदाय नमस्ते अव्यक्तयोनये। सो हियर इट इज एक्सप्लेन दैट लॉर्ड Brahma is manifested from unmanifested. Avyakta Yonaya. His source is Avyakta. And in purport, Prabhupada explains what is that Avyakta means. Generally, the word Avyakta means which is not manifested or unmanifested. Or sometimes the another meaning of this word is which is unexpressible, can't express. avyaktah. So here Prabhupada says this Lord Brahma, he has manifested from the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. And that form is so gigantic, and it is always remain unmanifested for the living entity in general. So that's why he is called as a avyakta. And he is being the source of Brahma. So it is explained here that Brahma is avyakta yonaye, who has come from the unmanifested. And grihita guna bhedaya. And what he has done? He has accepted guna bhedaya. Guna bhedaya is mode of a passion. Because in the mode of passion, people, they start differentiating the things. In the mode of a goodness, generally, they Even in the different things, they try to see the one thing. They try to see the equality between them. For example, as explained in the Bhagavad Gita 5th chapter, that the Panditaha Samadarshana, he sees everything equal. He never differentiates them. Then where this propensity of differentiation comes, that comes from the mode of a passion. And because Brahma is he has accepted that particular mode, which is known as a passion, which is needed to progenate or to create something in this world. So demigods, they are praying him, they are offering their prayers to him by saying him, Vidnyana Vidyaya. Vidnyana means, as explained in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the conversation of Brahmaji and Naraji, Brahmaji himself explains, the Vijnana means Vishishta Jnana, which explains about the wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And he knows that Vijnana, as explained by Brahmaji himself, that this knowledge of Bhagavata Vidya or Bhagavata, science of Bhagavata, that has explained to him or that has manifested in his heart by Lord himself. So he never went anywhere to study that, but that knowledge was manifested in the heart of Brahma. And that was the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Ruda Adi Kavaye. He has manifested that knowledge in the heart of Adi Kavi. That Adi Kavi is Brahmaji. And that's why these demigods, they are calling Brahmaji as Vidnyana Viryaya. Further, they say, Ye Tvananyena Bhavena Bhavayantya Atma Bhavanam Atmani Prota Bhuvanam Param Sad Asad Atmakam. O Lord, all these planets exist within yourself, and all the living entities are generated from you. Therefore, you are the cause of this universe, and anyone who meditates upon you without deviation attains devotional service. Desham Supakva Yoganam Jita Shvar Sendriyatmanam Labdha Yushmat Prasadanam Na Kutashit Prabhavaha. Parabhava. There is no defeat in this material world for a person who controls the mind and senses by controlling the breathing process and who are therefore experienced mature mystics. This is because by such a perfection in yoga, they have attained your mercy. The purpose of yogic performance is explained here. It is said that an experienced mystic attains full control of the senses and the mind by controlling the breathing process. Therefore, controlling the breathing process is not ultimate aim of yoga. The real purpose of yogic performance is to control the mind and the senses. Anyone who has such a control is to be understood be an experienced mystic yogi. It is indicated herein that a yogi who has a control over the mind and senses has the actual benediction of the Lord and he has no fear. In other words, one cannot attain the mercy and benediction of the Supreme Lord until one is able to control the mind and senses. This is actually possible when one fully engages in Krishna consciousness. A person whose senses and mind are always engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord has no possibility of engaging in the material activities. The devotees of the Lord are not defeated anywhere in the universe. It is stated, Narayana Paraha Sarve, one who is a Narayana Parayanaha, or a devotee of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, is not afraid anywhere, whether he is sent to hell or promoted to the heaven. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Text 20, it says, Narayana Parha Sarvena Kutashana Vibhyati Swara Swarga Apavarga Narakeshu Apitulyartha Darshinaha. Devotee is solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Narayana. Never fear any condition of a life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and hellish planets are all same. For such a person, or a devotee, or such a devotees, are interested only in the service of the Lord. Actually, this chapter, from where this quotation has taken, is entitled as Mother Parvati curses Maharaj Chitraketu. Narayana Parayana. What is this Narayana Parayana? Prabhupada says they are like a solely devoted and engaged in the service of their Lordship. For such a person, they may be put anywhere in the universe. They are not afraid of that. Why? Because their senses are controlled and their mind is also under control of that person. Senses are controlled by the mind and mind is controlled by them. So, they never get afraid of anything. Jita Shvasanendriya Atmanam. because they have controlled their senses and mind. And as in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that Chitatmana Prashantasya Paramatma Samahitaha. Whoever has control over his mind, that person has already attained the Supreme Personality of a God. Prashanta. Chitatmana Prashantasya Paramatma Samahitaha. He is just residing with the Supreme Personality of a God. And the devotees of the Lord are not defeated anywhere in the universe. Because wherever they go, they don't carry enmity or animosity for anyone. So where is the question of a fight? If there is a no fight, then where is the defeat? And even though there is a fight also, the Lord comes for their protection. Like Maharaj Chitraketu, when he was cursed, unknowingly his position by Mother Parvati, and he became a Vritrasura, he became a demon. Wholeheartedly, he never protested that Mother Parvati, why you have cursed me and this and that. He never tried to retaliate. He just accepted it as the will of Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And he became a Vritrasura. Devotees, they may be born in whichever and whatever condition or a species of life, they always become the expert or they excel in their fields. So when Chitraketu, he became a demon, he became such a powerful demon that he has defeated all the demigods and he took away their kingdom. He kicked them away from there. And Indra, he went and took shelter of Brahma, then all of them again went to the Lord and they asked that how we can defeat this Vritrasura. Then they asked, go and make a astra from a person. What was the condition for Dadichi? Why they have taken the Dadichi's spine to make a vajra? What was the specific reason? Why they have chosen Dadichi? He was totally unattached, even from his own body, for the welfare of the human being. So,
even though his wife also
pregnant. So, Indra got that thunderbolt made out of Dadichi's spine. And he came. He challenged Vritrasura. He fought ferociously. But still he was not able to defeat Vritrasura. Then Vritrasura himself gave him a clue that how he can be get killed. And Indra was surprised. He said, how come? What is his identity? Even Indra was also not knowing the identity of Vritrasura. Then he came to know that Vritrasura himself is a great devotee. So devotee may be born in any family, any condition, in any social or any community or any place. That never becomes an impediment for him to perform the devotional service. But because they are daksha experts, so they use all the amenities, whatever they get in their life for the service of the Lord. Because they are experienced mystics. The real goal of yoga is not to just have a slim and trim body to have more and more sense gratification. But real purpose of performing this yoga is to control senses, and the most important part is to control mind by Shvasana Kriya. That's what it is explained here. By controlling your breathing process, one can control his mind and his senses. Because as explained in the Amrita Bindu Upanishad, it says that manayeva manushyanam karanam moksha bandhaye bandhaya vishaya sangat muktaiva nirvishayamana. Mind is the real cause of our bondage in this material world. If it is to attach for the sense gratification or the objects of sense gratification, then it causes bondage. And if it is free from that attachment, then that becomes the cause of liberation. Uddharet yadatmanam atmaneva atmanah. If someone controls his mind, through that only he can liberate himself. Otherwise, nothing can save you in this world. Because the whole material existence is nothing but our mind game. What is the function of mind? What is that? Sankalpa and Vikalpa. Sankalpa means to desire something. And Vikalpa is denying that thing. Means desiring or planning for something. Always, see, since the morning up to the, even at the dream also, we plan. Minds, because we have two minds. One is conscious, one is subconscious. On the conscious mind, we do so many things. And at the subconscious mind, even though your body is relaxing, you are sleeping, but that mind keeps working. Conscious mind is working when you are awake, and subconscious mind is working like a 24/7 or 365 days. It never stops working. If we don't control them, then you go mad. And recently, research has come out that 99.9% disease are nothing but psychosomatic diseases caused by the mind. That's why we need this yoga process badly in this age of Kali. Because unless and until you control your senses, then mind, it's not possible to perform your sadhana. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that Vishaira anna khayala dushta hoila man, dushta hoila man nahi Krishnera smara. Controlling mind means controlling senses. Controlling senses means abstaining them from the things of sense gratification. And the foremost thing that one has to abstain is anna. What you eat, that creates your mind. So Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur used to say that Vishaira anna khayala dushta hoila man. The person who is too attached for the sense gratification. And if you eat anything from or anything that has cooked by that person, then your mind is going to go crazy. It will become dushta. It will become cunning, crook. And mind becomes dushta. Dushta hoila man nahi Krishna rasman. Then how you can remember Krishna? Most of the grihasthas who stays outside, they generally ask the same question. Prabhu, what to do? Because sometimes as an obligation, you have to go and attend some family get-togethers, some official parties, sometimes to just appease the desires of kids, they have to go to a restaurant and eat. How to manage that? If you are serious for your devotion, then you should not eat outside. because that food itself causes a lot of disturbance in the mind. For example, yesterday one devotee was asking, "Prabhu, that prasad, whatever it may be, even it is a very simple, you make just sabji and rice, somehow other that is more tasty and minds get satisfied by eating that. Even though the same things we may buy it in the restaurant or maybe Indian restaurant, vegan restaurant, it may taste good also, but we never get that satisfaction. Why is it so?" Answer for that is consciousness. Because when here they cook it, sometimes if mind frame is not good, then reluctantly they cook. "Okay, now my cooking, so I have to do it." But if it happens for the pleasure of Lord, "Okay, now I got a chance to cook for the Lord, so let me cook it for the Lord." If you have that desire in your mind and you cook it, and the person who has his service to offer it, if he does in a wonderful way that, "Oh, I got a chance among all of this, I got a chance to offer it to the Lord." So with more love or whatever sincerity he has in his heart, he puts it together and offers it to the Lord. The Lord accepts it and it becomes prasad, mercy. So when the consciousness behind making it is to please the Lord, and by having that, if Lord is pleased, then automatically your mind will also get pleased by eating. If you go outside and eat that same sort of item, that will not give that satisfaction, because the consciousness of person who is making it is to make money. That's why you can see the people who eat outside food a lot, their families are not together. Then they can't stay together because there is no bondage. Why that bondage is not there? Because the commercial things they have eaten, so minds becomes commercial. Commercial mind means always think what I can get from this person. How much I can squeeze out from this person. Huh? That comparative, that bhedaha, that buddhi comes. Wherever there is a bheda buddhi, then where is the unity? How you can, well, there is a yoga. Yoga means connecting. If you have a motivation to disconnect something, how you will connect it then? Huh? Not possible. That's why Mahaprabhu says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that Bhaktapada Juli, Bhaktapada Duli, Bhaktapada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha, Yei Teen Mahabal. To strengthen your devotion, the most important thing is the dust of the lotus feet of Vaishnavas and their remnants that they have left. That will purify your mind, through which you can control your senses and can be able to render devotional service to the Lord. And especially in the age of Kali, you may be a very great businessman, you might be having a very great social status, or you may be a homeless, a beggar. Both of them having a same problem, that is, their mind is upadrataha. It is always disturbed. The mind of a rich and wealthy people is disturbed because they have certain kind of problems. Like a lot of money is there, then there is a bhaya, there is a fear of thieves, of politicians, of tax people. So they have fear in the heart. And a person who is on a street, he is also fearful for his existence. No one is happy in this world other than the devotees, because they know the real purpose of this world. And once you are having a real knowledge of the things, then you can be happy. Otherwise, it's not possible. And the real process of understanding that is controlling our mind and senses. If mind and senses are controlled, then one can able to understand this vijnana, vishishta jnana, through which one can establish his own relationship with the Lord and perfect his life. Otherwise, simply we will take birth and we will die. And purpose of life is unresolved. So, it's very important to associate with the devotees. Because in their association only, we can really understand the meaning of life. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।